In the studio today, Aaron and I have Melanie Feeney, the product manager for our Novell Open Workgroup Suite Small Business Edition version 2. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's nice to be here.
Now, wait a minute. Guys, that was a complete mouthful. Randy, you got to say that one more time. I didn't get it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Novell Open Workgroup Suite Small Business Edition version 2.0.
Okay, I am never going to say that again. What is there like an acronym that you guys refer to?
There's
it as?
A great acronym for this. NOWS.
NOWS.
SBE.
Okay.
V2.
Excellent. So that's how we're going to refer to it throughout this thing, right?
NOWS SBE.
Otherwise, there's no way. So you guys are on version 2.
Yes, we are. And we're really excited about it.
So first, before we dive into exactly what's in version 2, what is NOWS in general?
So NOWS in general is the Novell Open Workgroup Suite, was the original product we went out with in 2006. And NOWS SBE is the small business edition. We felt that the market had a need for a smaller product that still delivered a lot of the same functionality, but was limited to 200 users. We also wanted to give our customers and our partners some additional features like a unified install on some of the other products. So it helped them to simplify and manage their business and help them just go out there and sell the product.
What's in the package itself?
In NOWS SBE, we have the open enterprise server components, the file and print, and we have GroupWise.
No, wait a minute. You said components. Does that mean, is it full-blown OES2, or is it just certain modules from OES2?
We have full-blown OES2, but some of the modules have not been integrated into the install as yet. So we are working on integrating NSS.
Okay.
Right now, it's not integrated, but everything else we do have from OES2.
But the code's physically
the
there.
Code
it
is
might
physically
just
there.
Not be in the real easy setup and config.
Exactly. But our customers who are familiar and our partners who are familiar with OES, we encourage them to use that product to its full capacity.
Okay, so it's got OES. You started to say GroupWise before I interrupted
yep.
you.
Yeah, we have GroupWise. We have SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop, OpenOffice.org.
Okay.
We also have a couple of open source components. We have Amanda, Hilofax, TypeVNC, IP tables. We have a remote management capability, and we have a help desk capability as well.
As well as ClamAV.
As well as ClamAV. Thank you, Randy.
ClamAV is the antivirus stuff?
Correct.
So is that like a Windows-based antivirus or?
Both for Linux and Windows. There's a front-end client for both.
Oh, very cool. Now, on GroupWise, full-blown GroupWise, am I still required to have GroupWise gateways to get to the internet and stuff, or is that all totally built in and integrated at this point?
And I'm looking at Randy because he's my technical expert on this one.
Full-blown GroupWise. It's the same thing as if you were taking a GroupWise manual install and installing it. You have all the functionality, you have the GUIA, you have the web access and so forth. Not necessarily all pre-configured for you through the integrated installer, but the install will install the GroupWise system.
One of the things to remember with GroupWise as well is that while you would be running it backend on Linux for the client side, we still have Windows, Linux, and Mac there. So, you know, we're really supporting all of the different clients for our customers.
Okay. And you mentioned you had VNC in the box. What's VNC for our listeners real quick, Randy? And
VNC what does it do for us? A very simple remote access client so that you can access the server or workstations remotely from just this very thin, very easy to use client.
Yeah, and that client really runs on just about every platform there is, including like even handhelds and things like
right.
that.
Right, yeah.
Excellent. You also mentioned something about a faxing software in there. What does that do for me?
And Randy's pointing at me. So Hilofax is our faxing software, and that's for the small business users who really want to integrate their faxing capabilities into their desktop. So we have incorporated an open source product to allow that capability without our customers having to go out and purchase something in addition to the small business suite.
Does that mean from my desktop then I can just send a fax?
Exactly.
What about receiving? Is that part of it or is it purely outgoing?
You can receive also.
Randy, you look frightened.
Randy looks quizzical, two eyebrows up.
You know, the truth be told, I was very associated with the rollout of this product, and specifically from the NTS perspective of testing some of the components. And as I gave this grimace on my face toward that question, it was because I actually didn't test that particular component.
Somebody tested it, just not Randy, right?
It has been tested. It was tested by our testing organization here at Novell. One of the difficulties, however, in testing it was we did have to secure a fax machine, and we didn't have one. We also had to secure a modem, and somebody had to dig that up from their garage because we didn't have one on site either, an external modem. So we are making sure that we have some software and some capabilities in there that maybe not everybody would need to use, but we have made it available.
We're on version 2. Of the software. What's the big differences between 1 and 2?
Biggest difference of all is that we are running on OES 2.
Okay.
Our original product was OES 1, SLES 9. We're now on OES 2, SLES 10.
So it's really all the benefits that I get from having OES 2 instead of OES 1.
Absolutely. Yeah, that much more robust product underlying all of the services and the capabilities.
Okay. And you mentioned small business, and you said something about a user limitation of, was that 200 users?
We've been looking at the market, and 200 users is actually quite a large business in many countries. It's probably a medium-sized business in many locations, but we've limited this product to 200 users, but we also have 5 SLES servers in there as an entitlement. So we're not just saying one server, 200 users, we're saying 5 SLES servers. So you can run all of the features that are in small business, but if there are other applications that you need to run, if you have a CRM application, if you have something from an HR point of view, a database, whatever, you can run that on the additional SLES servers without interfering with your GroupWise or anything else.
Well, and the other nice thing is to be able to do this all virtualized.
Absolutely.
Because then I can easily buy 1 or 2 big beefy boxes with multi-core processors, bring it up, and then I love using virtualization for sandboxing so that I can do things like I want a server or a virtual server dedicated to GroupWise. So I can run it on that. I know it's not going to mess with anything. I'd personally probably do the same for some of these other things like the fax gateway. If I was going to use that, personally, I'd run that virtualized in its own little dedicated sandbox so I don't have to worry about installing incompatible modules on it or whatever, and it's all totally isolated. I can bring it up and down and make changes to it without affecting other people.
And you could apply the same methodology to your backup server, to, you know, any of the other services that would be included with the NOW's SBE product.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the things that I've been doing where I said I haven't been around for a while, I went to the whole plate spin training. And to see the cool things that they're doing with virtualization for just doing snapshot and backups, what's cool is we could take advantage of all of that stuff with this since it's got 5 licenses for 5 separate servers. What about price, just roughly? How's it priced?
We're priced at $75 per user, which is really competitive.
Can I buy individual users? Do they come in 5 packs? Or how do I actually buy it?
Right now, it comes in 5 packs.
Okay, so 5's the minimum that I'd be able to buy.
Yes.
Excellent.
Now, I need to share something here that I learned during this process of beta testing and release. It was quite an epiphany to me, actually. When I initially started working on this project with Melanie, I had the vision that, hey, this NOW's SBE product needed to be kind of a have-all, do-all for our small business customers. And so, quite honestly, when we were going through the beta cycle, and we would get all of these kind of really off-the-wall kind of beta SRs or service requests that would be opened, I would really pummel our engineering staff with these and say, look, this is pummeling my hand on the table. This has got to be included in here. We've got to get this working. Well, a couple of weeks after I got involved, I realized we have 2 products here that really are separate and distinct and that need to be made separate and distinct. The one product is the NOW's product, Novell Open Workgroup Suite. And exactly what is that piece of the product, Melanie?
So the Novell Open Workgroup Suite takes OES, GroupWise, ZenWorks Suite, as well as SLED, SLES, and OpenOffice entitlements, and it is packaged just as a bundle of products. There is no common install. There is a license for that single bundle. And it is a greatly reduced price point. It's a really great opportunity for customers to get into the Novell products and to be able to deploy a lot of our technologies at a great price point, but there is no common install. There is no technology that's bundling these products together. They exist as their individual components. The difference, and this is probably part of Randy's epiphany,
yeah, that's the light bulb that came on.
The angels were singing there, is that with Now's SBE, we have got that common integration. We don't expect the components to act in quite the same way as they would have in those larger enterprises. We didn't include the Zenworks product in this suite either. So this is a much smaller product specifically for those small business users and the small business partners, because what we've been challenged with is giving the customers really what they need without having major technology bloat, and also giving the partners something that they can easily deploy so that they can then get revenue for services for their products, for their services, for additional applications without having to spend, you know, hours and days creating a giant server that will just turn on its head and spin and turn purple, which a larger enterprise wants it to do, but which a small business customer, a plumbing shop with five users, does not need.
Right. So it makes it real easy for me to install it then.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
As the end user or the reseller, it's just, it's a relatively simple thing. It takes a couple hours, I assume.
Oh, if even, depending on how your setup is, you know, how much you need to configure of the product, you could have it done in a couple hours at the most.
Actually, just to give you an idea of how simple it is, one of our engineers set the task to their 12-year-old, and he was able to get a small business server up and running within 2.5 hours. That's how simplified it is.
Now, my son would have had it up in 2.5 hours and had a backdoor installed that you probably wouldn't have been able to find.
Okay, well, that's so cool, Aaron. His 10-year-old sister had a little bit more of a problem, but seemingly she was getting up there as well.
So it's just like a wizard-based install. It's going to ask me Absolutely. Very basic, you know, company names, what the email addresses are going to be, things like
Step
that.
Step you through each particular component, and you can install and remove each specific component through the integrated installer. Now, that being said, the other part of the epiphany here was the fact that in creating this integrated installer, we've had to sacrifice some of the flexibility, as Melanie mentioned, of being able to really kind of install everything, configure everything specifically the way that an enterprise would want to do. And that's not really what this particular product is geared toward. Again, it's geared toward the small business. You know, you can go back and you can evaluate based on your business need these two products. And I would highly suggest that those listeners of ours who are looking at this, that they look at the link that we've attached with the podcast that compares the differences between the two products.
I think the other thing to remember as well is this is a great entry point for our partners who don't have a huge amount of Linux experience. That was something that was a lot of feedback that we received on our beta. We had a lot of partners who had been really the legacy Novell Small Business Suite partners who were great on NetWare but hadn't yet transitioned into the Linux world. And we found we really did get some great feedback from them with regards to how much easier it was once we explained, as Randy has said, that they don't have to go through those same configurations as they would have with the larger products and with the larger enterprise. So for those partners who are still working on getting that Linux knowledge up and running, this gives them just that little bit of a closer entry point than they would have had with a larger product.
Especially if they'd been familiar with the former NetWare. And I'm going to screw this up.
The NetWare Small Business Suite product, yeah.
I got to ask a geeky question. 64-bit support for Linux?
Good question. It's not in there just yet. We're working on it, and we hope to have it very, very soon. I don't have a release date just yet, but we are about to start testing. So that gives you an idea of how close we are to releasing it.
So that actually brings up another question, which is how is this thing patched and released and updated? Okay, so this runs on OES Linux. We've talked about that. I get the normal patches and updates for OES Linux?
You do. You get your OES Linux patches, you get your SLES patches, and you get your SBE patches. All of our patches are done through the Novell Customer Center, so you're going to get your OES on Linux, your SLES, and the small business patches too.
I get updates for all the products that are part of the solution, but then there's also specific updates to the small business software itself, right?
Exactly, exactly. So if we see anything coming down the line in terms of the open source components that we want to add in, we will put those into the channel. So that makes it much easier for people to get hold of the latest technologies. It's something we really want with this product, is for our customers not to feel that they are waiting for a really long time before we incorporate any of the newer releases of technologies into the product. It's something that we've heard with our former small business product. It took a long time for our customers to get hold of the latest platform or the latest applications, and we don't want this for our product. We really want something that's a bit more agile.
Now, that does bring us to something that Aaron mentioned, release cycles. Is this something that we're going to be tied to SLES or OES with? How's the release cycle going to work on this one?
We are going to be tied as closely as possible to our own Novell product release cycles. So, for example, for OES, we will be on the beta team with the OES product, so that as soon as that product is released and we have the final code, we'll be incorporating it into our product for a very quick release. The same goes for the next version of GroupWise. As soon as we have final code for that, we'll be incorporating it. So we don't want the customers to be waiting 6 months, 18 months, whatever, for a giant release of product. We'll probably have an SP release that will have the latest and greatest in there.
Well, Melanie Feeney, product manager for our Now's SPE version 2 product, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Randy and Aaron.
You're welcome.
Remember that Novell Open Audio is brought to you by Novell Users International, as well as Novell Incorporated. Most of our content is directed by our listener community, so please send us your feedback by email at openaudio@novell.com or by leaving comments on our website at novell.com/openaudio. That's it for this time. Have a good one.